Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School women's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Shalisha Pierce has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and that will bring home a championship trophy to the ranch. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's women's varsity basketball game.
All right, thank you, Michelle. Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando. We're waiting on the JV game to finish up. Just about 15 seconds left in that one. The Longhorns lead 36-20 over the Lady Lions JV squad. Tonight is Teacher Appreciation Night, where members of the varsity basketball team choose their favorite teacher to walk them out onto the court, and we'll be doing that in between the end of the JV game and then the start of the varsity contest here, so we may have a slight delay. The men's game was moved up as well as this one. It was actually moved up to a start time of 4:30 over at Aleef Taylor High School. But just checked in with Charlie Jones, and the JV game had gone into overtime, and they'd be starting just about 15 minutes from now, so about 5:30 for their contest. They scheduled it for 4:30 because of the weather, as we did here, and pushed this one up by 90 minutes so everybody could get the game over with and then get safely home before the impending weather. There's a final on the JV game here. George Ranch 38 and the Lady Lions from Aleef Taylor 20. 38-20. Longhorns win the JV game. So as we were talking about, the weather has caused LCISD, the district, to move up a lot of their basketball games and extracurricular activities this evening. Aleef Elsick is at Pearland. Elsick 1-16 on the season at Pearland, 14-10, and then Brazoswood 5-20 at Dawson High School, 15-11. Now, both of those games, as ours did, had a start time of 7 o'clock on the schedule, but it's my belief that all of these games have been pushed up to start at 5:30 or thereabouts, maybe 6 o'clock at the latest. So the games can take place, but everybody gets home safely for Friday night before all of this wind and rain comes in to our area here. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to you more about both of these clubs, the George Ranch Lady Longhorns and the visiting Lady Lions from Aleef Taylor High School. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, awaiting the opening tip of women's basketball, 23-6A women's basketball here at George Ranch. The A-Leaf Taylor Lady Lions are in the building to play George Ranch. A-Leaf Taylor comes in at 11-10 on the season. They are 2-1 and in third place in 23-6A. Their last game was a victory against Brazoswood, 35-19, and their next game is Tuesday. They will be at Hastings High School. Looking at George Ranch, the Lady Longhorns, 21-4, 3-0, and in the top spot in 23-6A. Their last game, played here at George Ranch on Tuesday, was one of these completely lopsided affairs. It was George Ranch's 82-21 for the Hastings Lady Bears. 82-21 on Tuesday night. Next week, George Ranch on Tuesday night travels down to Pearland to play the Dawson Lady Eagles in another district game. And since we made mention of those two spots in the standings, let's talk about the whole district. George Ranch, as we mentioned, on top, 21-4 overall, and 3-0 in district play. Pearland is next, 14-10 overall, 3-1 in district play. A-Leaf Taylor, 11-10, 2-1, tied with Dawson. Dawson at 15-11, 2-1 in the district. A-Leaf Hastings is next, 13-13, 2-2 in district play. A-Leaf Elsick, 1-16, 0-3, and Brazoswood, 5-20, 0-4 in district play. Let's get an update on that Brazoswood score. They have started down in Pearland. Brazoswood at Dawson in women's basketball. It's 13-6 Dawson Lady Eagles over Brazoswood. The other game we'll keep an eye out for, as we mentioned, is Elsick at Pearland. And it's our belief that these games will be starting early because of the weather, so we'll keep an eye on that one. In men's play, we have no games posted in 23-6A. Pearland at Elsick, Strake Jesuit at Hastings. George Ranch is over at Taylor High School, and they should be tipping off in just a couple minutes over there. And Dawson at Brazoswood down in Clute. Pearland at Elsick, Strake at Hastings, George Ranch at A-Leaf Taylor, and Dawson at Brazoswood. That's in men's play. Of course, the Taylor Lady Lions are here against George Ranch. Elsick at Pearland, and the Brazoswood score. Now Dawson 13, and Brazoswood 6. Take a break here. When we come back, more about the Taylor Lions, the George Ranch Longhorns. We'll give you starting lineups as we can get them. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So, where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. Back at George Ranch High School, and the gym from one end to the other is filled with players and their favorite teachers. It's Teacher Appreciation Night, sponsored by the Varsity Basketball Club. Actually, it's the varsity, JV, and freshman club all choosing a favorite teacher to come and escort them out onto the court and get some recognition. We'll update the Brazoswood at Dawson score. Dawson 15 and Brazoswood 6, and no scores reported so far on the men's side. As we mentioned, Aleaf Taylor comes in at 11-10, 2-1, and in third place in 23-6A. Let me give you their five starters. First starter, a 5'10 sophomore, Tiana Dory. A 5'1 senior, Cianicia Fobbs. A 5'5 senior, Lace Pryor. Sophomore, Alyssa Pryor. And a 5'8 senior, Angel Greer. Tiana Dory, Cianicia Fobbs, Lace Pryor, Alyssa Pryor, and Angel Greer, the starting five for Brandy Jones's Lady Lions from Aleaf Taylor High School. The Lady Lions score an average of 31.5 points a game. They have a 30% field goal shooting percentage. About half that, 17%, on shots taken and made from outside the arc. From the free throw line, the Lady Lions shoot 60%. They average 15 turnovers a game and take off 20 rebounds, both offensive and defensive boards. Those are the Lady Lions from Aleaf Taylor High School. Now for the homestanding Lady Longhorns from George Ranch, hosting Taylor with a 21-4 record, 3-0, and on top in 23-6A women's basketball. The starting five, a very familiar one. Coach Pierce does not deviate from this very much along the way, and my voice went up and down right there trying to corral a basketball from kind of bouncing into the equipment here. In any event, Lady Longhorns will start a 5'5 senior, Jaden Dunn. a 5'8 junior, Emilian Fowler, a 5' sophomore, Savannah Velasquez, a 5'10 senior, Izzy Little, and a 5'9 junior, Gabby Owens. Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Savannah Velasquez, Izzy Little, and Gabby Owens, the starting five for the George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns. Here's some more numbers to throw at you on a Friday afternoon. The Longhorns average 41.2 points per game. Their shooting percentage from the field is 40%, 26% from three-point range, 52% at the free throw line. Lady Longhorns average 17.1 turnovers per game, and they take down 27 rebounds during an average basketball game. And they've played 25 games this season. Lady Lions with 21 coming into tonight's game. With the other festivities coming up this evening, we did not have an opportunity to talk to Coach Pierce. We normally have that interview at this juncture in our broadcast, but she is on the bench now, having participated in the Teacher Appreciation Night ceremonies that took place just a few minutes ago. We'll break now when we come back a little more from George Ranch High School before we tip off 23-6A basketball for a Friday night. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harrell Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harrell Dentistry team by email at harrelldentistry@att.net. That's Harrell Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
Always believe.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio. Woo!
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Uh-huh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Texas who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong. Hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, thank you, ladies. Back at George Ranch High School, tip-off just about 2 minutes away from Longhorns Gym in Richmond, Texas. It's the Lady Longhorns from George Ranch playing host to the Lady Lions from A-Leaf Taylor High School. Let me update a score for you while we have the chance. Dawson 21 and Brazoswood 6. The Dawson score has been going up with some frequency, but Brazoswood has been holding at the 6 points they had when we got on the air maybe 15 minutes ago. And now the update is Dawson 25 and Brazoswood 6. The other game we'll keep an eye on is Elsick at Pearland. Not sure if that game will get reported, and if so, whether they are going to maintain their 7 o'clock tip-off time or whether that game has also been moved up because of the weather. And over on the men's side, Pearland at Elsick, Strake Jesuit at Hastings, George Ranch over at Aleaf Taylor, and Dawson at Brazoswood. All of those games are listed as 7 o'clock tip-offs, which is customary in 23-6A play at least. But we know for a fact that the men tipped off, or are tipping off, maybe right about now over at Taylor High School, and not sure if the others have been pushed up an hour, 90 minutes, what have you, to get the game in and beat the weather. In 23-6A women's basketball, Aleaf Hastings has the night off, as we have only 7 teams playing girls basketball in 23-6A. Strake Jesuit does not field a team in girls basketball, so every night of play, one of the teams has a chance to get off early, go home, have dinner with their family, catch up on homework, whatever the case may be. Tonight, it's a chance for Aleaf Hastings to do that. Lady Longhorns coming off the court as the Lady Lions will do the same. Couple last warm-up shots. And we'll be ready for the tip-off of this game. Supposition is we'll have our national anthem and the introduction of players before we get started. If so, we'll certainly have all of that for you. Tuesday night, we expected the same thing, and the players just got ready and went out onto the court and tipped it off. So we'll have to see how things are going to work here. They may want to cut down a little bit on the amount of time that everybody spends in the gym. As long as they move the game up to 5:30 or so, they may want to dispense with the introductions and things so we can get right to the game and get everybody home. Yeah, and that's exactly what's going to happen. It appears the referees are out on the court. The Longhorns are out. The starters that we gave you a few minutes ago, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Savannah Velasquez, Izzy Little, and Gabby Owens, the starting five for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns. Taylor will start with Tiana Dory, Theonicia Fobbs, Lace Pryor, Alyssa Pryor, and Angel Greer. All right, scorer's table is ready. Jumping up, it will be jersey number 2 for both squads, Emilian Fowler and Tiana Dory. Ball is in the air, handled by Emilian Fowler into the hands of Jaden Dunn, and we are underway at George Ranch at 5:39. Cross-court pass to Savannah Velasquez. Little running layup. That is off the iron. Emilian Fowler with the putback. She can't get that one to drop. And the ball ahead now to Angel Greer. She goes all the way out top. And when I say all the way, it eluded everybody. Went out of bounds. George Ranch will get the basketball back with no damage at this end. First turnover of the night. Jaden Dunn in the corner to Velasquez and around the horn to Fowler. And Savannah Velasquez tries to get it down low to Gabby Owens. That ball is tipped out of bounds by the Lady Lions. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket into Izzy Little. Left-handed shot is a little bit long, and the ball goes over the rim. Last touch by George Ranch and out of bounds. Turnover number one for the Longhorns. Press employed by George Ranch early in this first quarter. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio for live Lady Longhorn varsity basketball. Taylor High School in the building. Ball knocked out of bounds. Lions will inbound under their own basket. Ball knocked around and a scramble for that. And the arrow in possession will go over to the Lions, so they'll take another shot at inbounding the ball under the basket. And again, the ball in to Tiana Dory. Dory out top to Lace Pryor. Pryor back to Dory. Dory over to the left wing to Cianicia Fobbs. And that ball goes through Cianicia's hands and out of bounds. Second turnover for the Lady Lions. No score inside 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. Ball stolen away. Second turnover for George Ranch. And Tiana Dory can't handle the dribble. It's off her and out of bounds. So turnovers plaguing both clubs early on. Nobody has found the bottom of the net yet in this 23-6A basketball game. Round the horn. Down low to Gabby Owens. Owens puts up a shot. A little bit strong. Hits the far iron. And taken off there by Alyssa Pryor. Pryor drives on the left side and lays it up and in. First score of the game. Alyssa Pryor with the layup. To Fowler, to Jaden Dunn, around the horn, to Gabby Owens down on the baseline. Owens puts up a shot, and she's fouled. Foul called against Alyssa Pryor, her first. At the free throw line is Gabby Owens. Gabby, a 76% free throw shooter. First shot is on its way and good. Longhorns are on the board. Second shot upcoming for Gabby Owens and same result. We are tied at two now on the pair of free throws by Gabby Owens. There's Chad Washington from the Fort Bend Herald. You can look for his game story tomorrow in the Fort Bend Herald Weekend Edition. Running layup is good by Alyssa Pryor. Pryor with 4 points, and it's 4-2. Longhorns moving right to left in this first half of play. Across your radio dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your telephone. However you are watching us tonight, or listening to us tonight, rather, we're glad you joined us. Ball inbound to Izzy Little. Left-handed jump shot in the lane is good. Izzy Little on the board, and we are tied at four. Angel Greer with the right-hand dribble. Now to Cianicia Fobbs, leading scorer on the team, averaging 12.5 points a game. Now in the corner here to Alyssa Pryor. Three-pointer is off the glass into the hands of a million Fowler. Behind the back dribble, she eludes a defender. Now given to Jaden Dunn out top. And the ball is still in Jaden's hands as she applies the backward dribble and kind of gets a clearer view and a larger view of what's going on under the basket. Now to Izzy Little, back to Jaden Dunn in the right corner. And again, the ball headed down low to Gabby Owens, and it's off her fingertips and out of bounds. Each team now with three turnovers. Longhorns have four players applying the press. Gabby Owens kind of drifting back in case there's a long pass down court. Longhorns are able to interrupt that pass and knock it out of bounds. Inbound comes in front of the scorer's table. And here comes the Anisha Fobbs directing traffic verbally and giving some hand signals. She tries to move her teammates around. Now down low on the layup to Alyssa Pryor, and that one will not drop. Now a three-pointer from way out front by Lace Pryor, and that ball is good. A three-pointer by Lace Pryor, and answering at the other end, another jump shot in the lane by Izzy Little. 7-6, Lady Lions lead by one. Brandy Jones is jumping up and down. She wants a timeout. And she does not get it. Was not granted to her. I looked for sure that she wanted a timeout and was giving the T signal. And while that happened, the ball inbounded to the Longhorns and a traveling call. Now a timeout is called by Shalisha Pierce. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball from George Ranch. We'll be right back.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month.
And play will continue quicker than we thought, and we'll get back to that commercial for the Fort Bend Herald in just a minute. Far end of the court, Lions inbound, ball into Angel Greer. Greer to Alyssa Pryor, back to Greer, back to Pryor. They break the press, down to Dory, now with the basketball. See Anisha Fobbs, gives it on the drive to Angel Greer. Layup will not drop, and the ball is taken off by George Ranch. Here comes Savannah Velasquez, now in the corner to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way, no good, off the front iron. Rebound is taken by Izzy Little, and that ball into the hands of the Lions. Driving on the basket is Lace Pryor. She can't get the ball to drop after two attempts. Now to Izzy Little, and for the third time in this first quarter, Izzy Little drops in the left-hand jump shot inside the lane, and the Longhorns lead 8-7. Lions turn that ball over, fourth turnover for them. George Ranch with four as well. Into the corner to Velasquez, around the horn to Jaden Dunn on the left side. Dunn looks in the left corner to Izzy Little. Now changes course down to Gabby Owens. Owens is tied up. And a foul is called underneath. And the foul is called on Gabby Owens. Not a shooting foul, and she wasn't driving on the basket, but there was a collision underneath, and Owens picks up her first personal foul. While we were telling you that, ball goes out of bounds here at the near end. So the Longhorns bring it up. No press applied by the Lady Lions, at least to this point in the ball game. 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. 8-7, George Ranch. Out top to Fowler. Fowler to Velasquez. Velasquez to Jaden Dunn. Inside the lane. Jump shot. Bounces around off the rim. And knocked into the hands of Cianicia Fobbs. And a foul whistled against Jaden Dunn, her first. Here comes Jada Howard and checking out Gabby Owens. If you're joining us tonight as a fan of the Lady Lions, welcome in. Your varsity team is trailing by 1-8-7 here at George Ranch. 1:49 left to play in the first quarter. Fobbs wants to shoot the three-pointer, gives it up to Lace Pryor. Pryor drives the right side. That ball is off the rim and knocked around into the hands. Again, Fobbs with the three-pointer. That's no good. This time, the rebound is corralled by Izzy Little. She gives it over to Jaden Dunn. In the left corner, Savannah Velasquez, the 5-foot sophomore playing varsity again this year for Coach Pierce. To Velasquez, kicks it out to Jaden Dunn. Dunn down to the baseline. Jump shot, Izzy Little. That one off the back iron into the hands of Cianicia Fobbs. Fobbs walks this one up across the timeline. George Ranch has backed off of its press in the latter stages here of the first quarter. Angel Greer with the basketball. Can't find a place to go. Now gives it to Tiana Dory. And Dory drives on the left side, and she is fouled. Foul whistled against Velasquez, her first. Seconds left to play in the first quarter. Lions will inbound under their own basket. And we shall... Now Coach Pierce is having a rather animated discussion with one of the referees, but the ball will be inbound under the basket. As it was before, it's in play now, and Coach Pierce still talking to that trailing referee out by her bench. And a foul away from the basketball by Jada Howard, her first. 14 fouls for George Ranch. 2 by the Lions. Fobbs kicks it over to Angel Greer. Greer has Izzy Little on her. Kicks it out top to Cianicia Fobbs. Fobbs tries the left side. Little running layup off the front iron. And the rebound and the tie-up between Izzy Little and Cianicia Fobbs. And Fobbs draws a personal foul, her first. Inside 15 seconds to play in the first quarter, George Ranch by 1-8-7. Around the horn to Fowler. Now Jaden Dunn on the right side, three-pointer on its way. That is off the glass. No basket. There's the horn for the first quarter. George Ranch, 8, Lady Lions from A-Leaf Taylor, 7. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Texas did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Getting ready for the second quarter here. Dawson 33, Brazoswood 7 in women's basketball. The only game being reported here that we're seeing on Max Preps. No report of any score in men's games in 23-6A. Longhorns inbound the basketball. Out top, Amelian Fowler. In the left corner to Velasquez. Velasquez. They find Jaden Dunn on the right side. Jaden Dunn. Basket is good. It's waiting to see if that was a three-pointer or not. It was not. So it's 10-7 Longhorns. Ball almost lost control. Shot on its way by Lace Pryor. That one is off the mark and a scramble for the basketball right in front of us here at George Ranch. The award will go to the Lady Lions. And Brielle Buckner will check in for the Lady Lions. And Alyssa Pryor will have a seat on the bench. Ball out top to Cianicia Fobbs. Fobbs driving on the left side. She's got Velasquez on her. Now to Lace Pryor. Pryor to Brielle Buckner. Buckner puts up the shot. And she is fouled. Just entered the game, did Brielle Buckner. And she's fouled by Jada Howard. Second personal foul for Jada. Brielle Buckner at the free throw line. First shot is off the mark. 10-7, Longhorns by three. Gabby Owens comes in, and Jada Howard checks out for George Ranch. Second free throw on its way. This one drops through. Brielle Buckner with the free throw, 10-8. Longhorns by a basket. Down low to Gabby Owens. Owens, one dribble, puts it up and in. Gabby Owens with a right-handed hook shot inside the lane, 12-8. Again, to Buckner. Buckner, cross court. To Angel Greer. Greer puts up the shot, no good. Taken off the board by Izzy Little. Give it ahead to Jaden Dunn. Dunn stops just outside of the top of the key so she can set things up from there. To Velasquez in the right corner to Dunn. To Izzy Little. Little cross court. Laser pass taken by Velasquez. To Amelian Fowler. Fowler with the jump shot. That ball is no good. But let's see if it was tracked down by Owens. Nope, not quick enough. Turnover number five for George Ranch. They had four in the first quarter. Longhorns with the press again. This time, though, employing only three players, and two are back. To Buckner. Buckner, three-pointer. That's off the iron. Gets her own rebound. Out top to Lace Pryor. And Pryor hits the three-pointer. Her second of the night. She's got 6 points. And the Longhorn lead cut down to one, 12-11. Scoring in the first quarter for George Ranch, Izzy Little with six. Gabby Owens with a basket. On the other side of the scorebook, Alyssa Pryor with four and the three-pointer by Lace Pryor. That's the scoring in the first quarter for the Lady Lions. Now Lace Pryor hit another three-pointer and the free throw by Brielle Buckner. And that's where we are, 12-11, Longhorns by one. a promise that somebody over at Taylor High School would tweet out a score that we could pass along to you on the men's side, and nothing as of yet. And we'll keep checking Twitter and also checking Max Preps to see if anybody's scoring it there. Around to Emilian Fowler on the right side. Fowler guarded there by Buckner. Down to Gabby Owens. And Owens has had a lot of trouble down in that lane, being bumped around and knocked around. She was just fouled there by Angel Greer, her first. Ball out top now to Jaden Dunn. 5:20 before halftime. Longhorns lead by one. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Driving on the basket, Emilian Fowler. That ball is over the rim. Gabby Owens got a hand on it, and then it went out of bounds. Six turnovers now for George Ranch. And good hands on the far side by Izzy Little. Almost had a steal there. It was off her fingertips and out of bounds. Brielle Buckner will inbound. Gets it in now to Lace Pryor, and that's stolen away by Jaden Dunn. Drives in on the right side, no good. Rebound, put back, also no good. And Rachel Okoye is in the ball game. She gets it down low to Izzy Little, who put up a left-handed shot. It rolled around the rim and spun off and out of bounds. No luck there for Izzy Little. She was all by her lonesome under the basket and couldn't get that one to drop. A foul whistled against Emilian Fowler, her first unintentional trip of Lace Pryor. Lace Pryor at the free throw line, 63% free throw shooter. First one on its way and good. She'll get a second shot as the Lady Lions are in the bonus. 7 points for Lace. We are tied at 12. Next one on its way. That one's good as well. Taylor High School 13, George Ranch 12, 4:33 left before halftime. Directing traffic on the right side is Emilian Fowler. Fowler, left-hand dribble, now back to the right, and turns around and gives it to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez to Rachel Okoye, now cross-court to Fowler. Fowler drives the baseline, puts up a running shot, no good. And the rebound taken down by Fowler. Tries to get it inside to Owens, does that, who promptly kicks it back out to Savannah Velasquez. Running layup is off the mark. The putback by Gabby Owens also fails to find the bottom of the net, so the Longhorns will reset out top. To Rachel Okoye, and over to Velasquez. That one's knocked out of bounds by Angel Greer. Longhorns will inbound right in front of the Taylor bench. In the lineup now, Jasmine Howard, Izzy Little, Savannah Velasquez, Gabby Owens, and Rachel Okoye for the Longhorns. Shot from way outside. The three-pointer is good. Savannah Velasquez on the board with a three-pointer, 15-13. Longhorns by a basket. Basketball down court to Angel Greer. Greer sidesteps the defender, puts up the three-pointer. No good. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touched by the Lions. Into the hands of Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez to Okoye. Back to Velasquez out top. To Jasmine Howard. Howard loses control, and she lost control. She was fouled by Cianicia Fobbs, her second. Tiana Dorey, Brielle Buckner, Fobbs. Jada Ivory in the ball game, if I'm reading that number correctly. And also Angel Greer. Longhorns put up a shot. Ball is knocked around. Coach Pierce wants a foul. Won't get that. Ball into the hands now of the Lions. Driving on the basket is Fobbs. Little running layup is off the mark. Picked out of there by Gabby Owens. Ahead to Velasquez, and Velasquez is fouled. Velasquez fouled by, you know, we have a jersey number that I don't have on the roster. Jersey number 3, playing for the Lady Lions. Very sorry about that. Got our roster here, but nobody is listed wearing jersey number 3. Turnover by the Longhorns. 9 in the game. George Ranch and 7 for Taylor. Ball knocked away from Angel Greer. Now back in her possession. Jasmine Howard on her. Out top to Brielle Buckner. To Greer. Greer still has Jasmine Howard way out top beyond the key. Now to Brielle Buckner. Cross court to Tiana Dorey. And a timeout is called by Brandy Jones. 1:48 left before halftime. Longhorns 15, Lady Lions 13. You're listening to live George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student-athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch, Longhorns lead by 2, 15-13. 23-6A women's basketball. This one pushed up to 5:30 as a tip-off time. Everybody can play basketball and get home safely with this weather that's coming down from the northwest. To Savannah Velasquez, who hits a three-pointer. Savannah Velasquez with a long shot from the right corner. Her second three-pointer in this quarter. And the Longhorn lead is now 5. And a travel called against Alyssa Pryor, who picked up her pivot foot and couldn't find anybody to pass the ball to, put that foot back down and drew the whistle. 48-15, Dawson over Brazoswood in women's basketball down in Pearland. Cross court to Velasquez. Velasquez with the head fake now kicks it out top to Fowler, around to Rachel Okoye. Inside a minute to play before half. This one off the foot of Jasmine Howard and into the hands of the Lions. Tiana Dorey on the dribble. Now gives it over to Lace Pryor. Pryor dishes it off and out of bounds. Last touch by a teammate. 9 turnovers now for the Lions. 18-13, Longhorns by 5. Around to Fowler. Fowler to Jasmine Howard. Three-pointer. Jasmine Howard is on the board. Longhorns with three three-pointers on the night. Two by Savannah Velasquez, and that one by Jasmine Howard. Down low to Dory. Dory spins and drops it in. First couple points of the night for Tiana Dory. There's our horn, saving lane the end of the second quarter. Lady Longhorns from George Ranch, 21. Lady Lions from A-Leaf Taylor, 15. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Yeah.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hee-haw!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's halftime at Longhorns Gym on the campus of George Ranch High School. Longhorns lead it by 6, 21-15. Scoring looks like this. Savannah Velasquez with 2 3-pointers, 6 points. Izzy Little also with 6. 4 points, Gabby Owens. And a basket by Jaden Dunn. And a three-pointer by Jasmine Howard. That's the scoring so far for George Ranch. Lady Longhorns with 10 turnovers through halftime. On the other side, Taylor High School led in scoring by Lace Pryor with 8. 4 points, Alyssa Pryor. 2 points, Tiana Dory. She dropped in that basket right before the horn, the end of the second quarter. And Brielle Buckner with a free throw. 9 turnovers for the Lady Lions through halftime. The Lions opened the night with an 11-10 record, 2-1 in district play. They're in third place in 23-6A. Other games tonight we're keeping our eye on is Brazoswood at Dawson. Score we have now, Dawson 52 and Brazoswood 19. Elsick is at Pearland. And again, these all have 7 o'clock tip-off times. But to beat the weather, most of the schools have moved up their games to both men's and women's basketball to get the game in and get everybody on their way home at a decent hour before the storm comes. Now, that game in Pearland may be ongoing, just not being reported by anybody on Max Preps, where I'm looking. And let's check our Twitter account and see if we got anything on any scores of note in 23-6A. Do not see any that represent teams in our district. So I'll tell you what, we will take a break here. When we come back, maybe we'll have some news from Taylor. We'll try and make contact over there and see if we can get you a score on the men's side. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugarland area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harold Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harold Dentistry team by email at haroldentistry@att.net. That's Harold Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
Lady Longhorns back out on the court. They'll be moving from left to right in the second half, right towards us here at Longhorns Gym. We're in the southeast corner of the gym. It's our normal broadcast spot, and they'll be moving right towards us here in the second half of play. Lady Lions kind of slow to get out here on the court, and only a couple are warming up. 54-21, Dawson on top of Brazoswood in women's basketball. And no other scores to report on the women's side or the men's side in 23-6A. Trying to get a score from Taylor High School at the moment. Don't have that as well. For the Longhorns, Savannah Velasquez had 2 3-pointers in the second quarter, and Jasmine Howard picked one up as well. So 3 3-pointers by the Longhorns. Lace Pryor with a couple, one in the first quarter, one in the second quarter, had a couple free throws to that. And Lace Pryor has 8 points on the night as we start quarter number three in the next 30 seconds or so. I would guess this is a little bit of an adjustment for players when their game is moved up by 90 minutes. Their tip-off is moved up by 90 minutes. It kind of throws off their pregame routine and what they do. School lets out here at George Ranch at 3:30. Players head over to the locker room, get changed. Freshmen started their game at 4 o'clock. And then shortly after that was the JV game. And then, of course, this one tipped off about 5:40. It was set to tip off at 5:30. We had a little bit of action before the game started. Teacher Appreciation Night here, sponsored by Women's Basketball. And Longhorns throw this one away. They got 11 turnovers on the night. Down to the Lady Lions. Shot put up. Is off the mark. Angel Greer put up a shot. It was very high and bounced on the rim. Had to wait a second until it came down and did not drop. Ball was thrown out of bounds by George Ranch. Second turnover in the 30 seconds here as we start the third quarter. Out top to Lace Pryor. Pryor with Jaden Dunn on her. Now Brielle Buckner, the 5'7 senior, tries the right side. Gives it off to Cianicia Fobbs. That one is put up too strong off the glass and into the hands of the Longhorns. And then Rachel Okoye is charged with traveling. So the Lions get another shot at this trip down. Fobbs looks at the basket, fakes a shot. She's got Velasquez on her. Now over to Brielle Buckner. Buckner gets it down low, and Tiana Dory puts it in. Dory with 4 points, 21-17, Longhorns by four. And we're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. This is live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball from George Ranch High School. Haley Taylor in the building playing against George Ranch. The feed down low to Izzy Little, who puts it up and in. Izzy Little with 8 points. 23-17, 6-point lead now for George Ranch. Set to check in. Jasmine Howard for the Longhorns. Chase Pryor puts up a three-pointer. No good. A rebound by Okoye. And she is knocked to the ground by Angel Greer. Second foul committed by Angel Greer. Jaden Dunn walks this one up. No press by the Lady Lions to a million Fowler. Fowler looks around, back to Jaden Dunn beyond the top of the key. Over now to Fowler, to Dunn. Dunn has Cianicia Fobbs on her. Back to Fowler, three-pointer on the way. No good. The shot is good on the putback by Izzy Little, and she's fouled. The basket is good. The foul was on. I did not see the call. Izzy Little's free throw on the way and good. 5 points in the quarter. 11 points on the night. 26-17, biggest lead of the game by either team. And down low again with the easy layup, Deanna Dory. 26-19, lead down to 7. 5:19 left in the third quarter. To Jaden Dunn. Jasmine Howard Howard. Is he little? Little. Spin move in the lane. Left-hand jump shot. No good. Rebound. Brielle Buckner. Buckner over to Fobbs. Fobbs with the right-hand dribble. Now left. Takes her defender into a pick. Shot put up by Brielle Buckner is short and goes out of bounds. 10 turnovers now for the Lady Lions. To Jaden Dunn. Dunn to Fowler. Back to Dunn. And this one sails over Fowler's head and out of bounds. 14 turnovers for George Ranch. Four here in the third quarter. They were playing catch for two or three repetitions, but on the fourth one, Jaden Dunn threw it to Fowler, and she wasn't expecting that last one, and it went out of bounds. Now, Lace Pryor gives to Angel Greer. Greer drives on the basket, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lions. That's turnover number 11 for Taylor. Dunn to Velasquez. Back to Dunn. To Emilian Fowler. Fowler. To Jaden Dunn. On the right side. Cross court to Velasquez. Now Dunn in the middle of the lane. And a whistle. A collision underneath there. Foul. Kiana Dory, her first. Longhorns will inbound, and Emilian Fowler will take care of that. Alyssa Pryor checks back in. Out goes Tiana Dory. Over here to Velasquez. Three-pointer on the way. A little bit short. Gets her own rebound. Puts up the running layup. That's no good. High off the glass. Taken by Alyssa Pryor. Pryor, it's a ball ahead. Scramble on the floor by Velasquez. Ball is knocked around further. And a foul whistled against Emilian Fowler. Fowler, personal foul number two. Ball inbound. And the basket is put up and in by Angel Greer. And Fowler again draws the personal foul. First 2 points of the night for Angel Greer at the free throw line, trying to make a three-point play. Angel Greer, a 53% free throw shooter, averages 8.5 points a game. Shot on its way, off to the left, rebound by Jasmine Howard. Howard to Okoye, around the horn to Jaden Dunn on the far side. Dunn looks at the basket, now around to Okoye, to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez, the left-hand dribble, now the crossover to Jaden Dunn. Back to Savannah Velasquez, to Okoye from the far corner. That's no good, but she gets her own rebound. And a three-second violation whistled against George Ranch. .310 left to go in the third quarter. Longhorns by five. Their lead as big as nine here in the third quarter. That ball tipped out of bounds by Rachel Okoye. And the Lions will reset at the far end. Inbound will come in front of their own bench. Down low to Angel Greer. Greer puts it up and in for the second time in a row. And the foul whistled against Izzy Little, her first. So Angel Greer comes alive here with 4 points in a row. She's at the free throw line again, trying to make a three-point play. This time she does that. 5 points now for Greer. Longhorn lead down to two. Velasquez fakes a pass on the baseline. Now catches Jaden Dunn going through the lane. Dunn puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Foul against Angel Greer, her third at the free throw line. Jaden Dunn. Dunn, a 74% free throw shooter, trying to capitalize on the three-point play. This one rolls around, no good. Rebound by Greer. Greer ahead to Alyssa Pryor. Pryor to Buckner, back to Pryor. Pryor way out top by the center stripe, and now gives it to a streaking Lace Pryor, who finds again Angel Greer. This time Greer cannot convert. And a foul is whistled underneath against Angel Greer. Four personal fouls on Greer, and maybe it is, well, we'll have to check and see. She's acting like it's her fifth one, and she's behind the bench and going to sit in the stand, so we'll have to see what transpired there. 28-24, Longhorns by four to Okoye. Okoye cross court to Velasquez. Velasquez, Okoye. Block, quick pass to Izzy Little, who puts it up on her second attempt. Izzy Little with seven this quarter and 13 for the game, but credit Rachel Okoye with a great assist. Just a very quick pass to Izzy Little. Shot put up at the far end. No good. Rebound back to the Lions. Three-pointer now on its way. That one's no good by Lace Pryor. Ball stolen away. Given to Brielle Buckner. Buckner's shot is wide. Rebound to Jaden Dunn. Here comes Dunn to Jasmine Howard. Howard the jump shot. That's off the mark. An attempt by Velasquez to throw the ball off the Lions, and she helps not one but two players up. Izzy Little and Alyssa Pryor are both helped up by the smallest person on the court, Savannah Velasquez, the 5-foot sophomore. And the Longhorns lost control of that one. It's 16 turnovers now for George Ranch, 11 for the Lady Lions. And the scoop layup is good at the far end by Cianicia Fobbs, her first couple points of the night. Right here, Jada Howard has hers blocked, put back at her and taken away by the Lions. And we'll see what happened here on the whistle. It's a turnover, 12th one of the night for the Lions. Inside 30 seconds, or 40 seconds to play, rather, in the third quarter. Longhorns by four, 30-26. The lead's been as high as nine. Now a turnover into the hands of the Lions. Driving on the basket is Lace Pryor. She cannot get the layup to drop, but she is fouled by Velasquez. Check that, fouled by Rachel Okoye, her first. At the free throw line, Lace Pryor, 63% free throw shooter. First one off the mark. Emilian Fowler checks in. Rachel Okoye checks out. 8 points for Pryor. Second free throw upcoming for Lace. This one is good. Longhorns by three. 30-27. Inside 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. To Emilian Fowler. Fowler to Velasquez. Velasquez back to Fowler. She kicks it out to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, off the front iron. Ball knocked around. The last touch by Brielle Buckner. And George Ranch will inbound with 5.8 seconds to go. To Velasquez. She drives a baseline, puts up a running layup, and that one is off the mark into the hands of the Lions. They throw it down court. Nobody home down there. And the third quarter ends with the Longhorns maintaining the three-point lead. It's 30-27. We'll take a break here when we come back. Time for the fourth quarter. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
All right, let's update you on scoring while we have the chance. Izzy Little leads the scores for George Ranch with 12, 6 by Velasquez, 4 each by Jaden Dunn and Gabby Owens, 3 points on a 3-pointer by Jasmine Howard, 9 points on the other side by Lace Pryor, 6 Tiana Dory, 5 points Angel Greer, 4 points Alicia Pryor, a basket by Cianicia Fobbs, and a free throw by Brielle Buckner. Lady Lions with 12 turnovers. George Ranch with 18. All right, ball into the hands of Cianicia Fobbs as we start quarter number 4 from George Ranch. And a high little rainmaker falls through. Lace Pryor with 11 points. 30-29. And now, Shalisha Pierce wants another timeout. She had the opportunity to talk to her group before the fourth quarter started. And now, 19 seconds into the fourth quarter, she wants to chat about it once again. Quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, confab breaks up on both benches. Longhorns will inbound right in front of their own bench. Lead by one. The lead was as high as 9 in the third quarter. But chipping away were the Lady Lions, mainly on the strength of Angel Greer, who had 5 points in the third quarter. And they picked up another one here as the fourth quarter started. Coach Pierce calls a timeout. Now her forces lead by just one. Ball moved around to Velasquez. Velasquez in the corner to Jaden Dunn. Dunn towards the basket. Little NBA hop gets her inside, but she can't make the ball drop. And Tiana Dory with the rebound to Brielle Buckner at the far end. Ball over to Cianicia Fobbs. Fobbs with a kind of off-balance shot. And that one hard off the glass, but into the hands of the Lions. And this time, the three-pointer doesn't draw any iron, any glass by Lace Pryor. Turns into the 13th turnover of the night for the Lions. Velasquez to Dunn. Back to Velasquez. Now out top to Emilian Fowler. Jaden Dunn on the far side. Fowler at the three-point line. And she drives on the basket. And she is called for the offensive foul. Emilian Fowler with four personal fouls. And a foul at the far end. Looks like Jaden Dunn will draw that one, her second non-shooting foul near the out-of-bounds line on the far side. All right, ball inbound to Cianicia Fobbs, the 5'1 senior. Fobbs with the right-hand dribble. Pass over to Lace Pryor. Pryor gets the ball back, drives into the lane, and drops it in. 13 points for Pryor, and the Lady Lions take the one-point lead, 31-30, 5:49 left in the ballgame. This one in the lane to Izzy Little. Little can't get this one to drop. The rebound by Gabby Owens. And the ball is off the mark into the hands of Velasquez, who's tied up. But the award goes to George Ranch. Emilian Fowler will inbound it. Now, check that. Gabby Owens checks out. And Fowler does come beyond the baseline to inbound the basketball. Gets it to Izzy Little. Little, left-hand jump shot, off the mark, foul. Fouled by Tiana Dorey, her second. Free throw line is Izzy Little, 41% free throw shooter. Little with 12 points on the game, 7 in the third quarter. First free throw is good by Izzy Little. Tied at 31, 5.5 minutes to play. Next one on its way, good again. Timeout called. It's a full timeout, so we'll take it with them. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Top scorer for George Ranch, Izzy Little with 14. Lace Pryor for the Lady Lions with 13. Lions will inbound after the free throws by Izzy Little. 32-31, Longhorns by one. 5:20 to play in the ballgame. Into the corner. Shot on its way. Alyssa Pryor knocks that one off the near rim into the hands of George Ranch. Now to Jaden Dunn. Dunn. Out beyond the top of the key. To Velasquez. Back to Jaden Dunn. Over to Rachel Lacoye. Right in front of us here. To Dunn. Down on the baseline. Izzy Little. Short jump shot is good. Izzy Little is having herself an evening here. 16 points. She averages just over 6.5 points a game. She's got 16 so far in the ball game. Ball will be inbounded under the Lions basket. Inbound to Lace Pryor. Pryor is fouled in the far corner by Rachel Okoye, her second. The aforementioned Lace Pryor with 13 points on the night. She's been at the free throw line on two occasions, 3 for 4 on the night. Make that 3 for 5 as the first one bounds away. Second one on its way, and that one is good. And the double bonus shot is also good. 34-33. Longhorn still by a free throw. To Dunn. Dunn thought she had Velasquez on the win. On the wing, rather, and Savannah went around. Three-pointer on its way. Good. Emilian Fowler. Her first points of the night, 37-33, coming at a good time to give the Longhorns some breathing space on that one-point lead. Now to give to Pryor on the right side. She leaves her feet with the basketball, comes down onto the court with the basketball. That's traveling and the 14th turnover for Taylor High School. Jasmine Howard in for George Ranch. Rachel Okoye has a seat on the bench. To Fowler. Jaden Dunn over on the left wing now. Inside to Fowler. The ball bounces around a couple times and drops through. 5 consecutive points now for Emilian Fowler. 39-33. Lead back up to 6. Cross-court pass is partially blocked. Angel Greer couldn't get that one completely off. Now the give to Velasquez. She dribbles out top to Jaden Dunn. Back to Savannah at the top of the key. Down on the baseline to Izzy Little. Her shot is long. And a foul is called. Foul whistled against Jaden Dunn, her third. Walk to the other end at the free throw line. Angel Greer. Greer, a 53% free throw shooter. Rachel Okoye back in. Jaden Dunn will take a break. Greer, 1 for 2 from the line. Make that 2 for 3 as that one drops in. Angel with 6 points tonight. Next one on its way. That one is off the mark. Rebound, Jasmine Howard. Into the hands of Velasquez to Rachel Okoye. Back out top to Savannah. Around the horn to Emilian Fowler. Fowler looks, finds Okoye at the top of the key. Now over here on the wing. Inside to Fowler. Turnaround jump shot is good. Emilian Fowler with 7 points here in the fourth quarter. Every single one of those was big. And the Longhorns build their lead back up to 7 points. It was as high as 9, and then they were behind by 1 or 2 as we came into the fourth quarter. Quick break. We'll be right back to Richmond, Texas.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's.
This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
And that's a little bit early. I was just distracted here. Here's the score from Aleef Taylor. It's a final there. George Ranch, 63. Aleef Taylor, 36. Zion Harper, the Longhorns freshman with 18 points and 10 rebounds on his birthday, so says the tweet, A.D. Harris with 14 and 8. And the Longhorns move to 11 and 10 on the season, 3-0 in district play. The final in the men's department, 63, Aleef Taylor, 36. Here, 2.5 minutes to play, and George Ranch with a 7-point lead. And the fans here can't believe the call at the other end. Foul whistled against Emilian Fowler. And in my book, she's got 5 personal fouls, but she's standing just outside the lane. Free throw on its way. Kiara Dory puts the first one in. Second free throw on its way. That one is good as well. And check that. That was not Dory. It was Alyssa Pryor at the free throw line. Not 2, but 12, who puts in both free throws. 41-36, Longhorns by 5. Just a little pressure applied by Cianicia Fobbs as Velasquez comes across midcourt. Now to Fowler out top. Book must be wrong. Fowler still in the ball game. Running layup attempt is partially blocked into the hands of the Lions. Cianicia Fobbs down court to Lace Pryor. Pryor in the corner to Fobbs. Out top, long three-pointer on its way is no good by Pryor. The rebound, George Ranch, and a timeout is called by Shalisha Pierce. 1:46 left in the ball game. George Ranch, 41. Lady Lions from Taylor High School, 36. We'll be right back.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Back at Longhorns Gym on the campus of George Ranch High School, 1:46 left in the ball game. Longhorns by 5, 41-36. Emilian Fowler with 7 points here in the fourth quarter. On the other side, Lace Pryor with 6 points in the fourth quarter. So those two players have held their respective teams together. To Jaden Dunn. Dunn guarded out top by Cianicia Fobbs. To Velasquez. Back to Jaden Dunn. Dunn makes a move. Now kicks it over to Velasquez. Velasquez tries to get it down low to Fowler. And quick is Tiana Dory. who knocks it out of bounds, and it went off of George Ranch. So that is turnover number 20 on the evening for the Longhorns, 14 for the Lions. Lions try to get it down low to Deanna Dore. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Longhorns. The inbound will come from Lace Pryor. Pryor slaps the basketball. Gets it out to Angel Greer. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And into the hands of Jaden Dunn. 15 turnovers now for the Lady Lions. Inside a minute to play. Longhorns lead by 5. Into the corner to Rachel Okoye. Back out to Jaden Dunn. And Dunn is fouled by Lace Pryor for first. Jaden Dunn at the free throw line. 4 points on the night for Jaden. 74% free throw shooter. 0 for 1 on free throws tonight in the third quarter. She missed an opportunity. This one is right through the net. 42-36. Dunn. Practice dribble. And this one also good for Jaden Dunn. She's got 6 points. And the Longhorn lead swells to 7 points with 34 seconds left to play. Into the corner to Cianicia Fobb. Fobbs has that one stolen away by Fowler. Fowler drives and lays it up and in. A million Fowler. And just inside 20 seconds to play. Lead back up to 9, 45-36. And they're loving it here in Longhorns Gym, you can tell. Shot put up into the hands of the Longhorns. That was partially blocked. Velasquez puts up a wild shot, and she's fouled. And she's fouled by Angel Greer. At the free throw line, Savannah Velasquez. 6 points on the night for Savannah. Velasquez, 39% free throw shooter in 25 games for George Ranch. Four or five purposeful dribbles, and the ball drops through. Velasquez with 7 points. Again, four or five dribbles, shot put up. This one knocks around and comes off. And the ball into the hands of Tiana Dore. And there's the final buzzer. George Ranch, 46. And the Lady Lions, 36. We'll be back to wrap this one up from Longhorns Gym at George Ranch High School. We'll be right back.
Isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape. Meet new people. And stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
George Ranch moves to 22-4 on the season, 4-0 in 23-6A play. Lady Lions drop to 11-11 and 2-2 in district play. Top scorer on the evening, both clubs, is Izzy Little with 16, 9 by Emilian Fowler, 7 by Savannah Velasquez, 6 points Jaden Dunn, 4 points Gabby Owens, and 3 points Jasmine Howard. Longhorns win it by 10, 46-36. The Lions are led in scoring by Lace Pryor with 15, 6 apiece for Tiana Dory, Alyssa Pryor, and Angel Greer. 2 points by Cianicia Fobbs, and a free throw by Brielle Buckner. We will be on the air at 6:45 next Tuesday night from George Ranch High School as Charlie Jones's men's team is back at George Ranch after being on the road for a couple. Final score over at Taylor High School on the men's side, George Ranch a winner, 63-36 over the Lions there. Tuesday night, we'll be on the air at 6:45, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. I'm Tom Tarando. We'll meet you on the air at 6:45 Tuesday night. So long, everybody.